Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, advancing beyond the elementary instructions about the Anointed One, let us press on to perfection, not laying again a foundation of repentance from acts which lead to death and of faith toward God, of the teaching about baptisms, of laying out of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and of the age-lasting judgment. Of course, we will do this as God leads us. But concerning those who were once enlightened, who have tasted of the heavenly gift, who were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, who have also sampled the good word of God in the powers of the coming age, the millennium, and then have fallen away, it is impossible to restore them to repentance again, since they themselves re-crucify the Son of God and expose him to public disgrace. For this soil which has drunk the rain that frequently comes upon it shares the blessing of God if it produces herbs for those who cultivate it. But if it produces thorns and thistles, it is rejected and soon will be cursed, whose end is to be burned. But concerning you, beloved, we are persuaded of better things than these, even your taking possession of your ongoing salvation, though we speak like this. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and the labor of love which you showed in his name, in that you served those set apart for God, and in fact are still serving them. But we want each one of you to demonstrate your diligence to the very end, being inspired by the certainty of the hope of being glorified. We also want you not to become sluggish, but instead to become imitators of those who through faith and perseverance are inheriting the promises. For when God made his promise to Abraham, since he could swear an oath by no one greater, he swore an oath by himself, saying, "Surely with blessings I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply you." Genesis 22:16-17. Then, through patiently persevering, he obtained the promise. For men swear an oath by what is greatest, and in all their disputes their oath is given for a final confirmation. In the same way, God pledged himself with an oath, wishing to show the supremacy and the unchangeableness of his purpose to the heirs of the promise. This was so that by two unchangeable things, one of which being that it is impossible for God to lie, the other being the unchangeableness of God himself, we who have fled for refuge may have strong encouragement to hold on to the hope which is set before us, the hope of being glorified. We have this hope as an anchor of the soul, which is both immovable and trustworthy, and which is holding within the inner veil, inside the heavenly holy of holies, where Jesus, as a forerunner, entered for us, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.